I grew up in like the 70s. We were just this little enclave in Orange County. It was very simple lifestyle, lower middle class. And a lot of people didn't graduate from high school. It wasn't a given, kind of like it is now. So the expectations for me, a girl growing up in the 1970s, they were really low.
Hey, this is Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this is Cindy Healy. She lives in Woodinville now, but as a teenager in Southern California, she wasn't thinking much about her career.
They just expected me to kind of do what they did and meet somebody in high school and get married. The career advice I got was you better get in that kitchen and learn how to cook because you're going to be somebody's wife someday. And even though I was a really good student and very self-motivated, my parents just didn't know how to cultivate that. So I graduated from high school with absolutely no plans on what I was going to do next. And then I did what a lot of other Southern California kids do, is I got a job at one of the local amusement parks. And I didn't really think I was Disneyland material, so I opted for a job at Knott's Berry Farm, which actually was really close to my house, too. So Knott's Berry Farm, I got a job at the Buffalo Nickel Arcade in the Roaring Twenties, and this was when video games were just coming out. So we had all these new games like Pac-Man and Space Invaders and Galaga. The arcade had that, and then it was just this huge space where they had games of chance where you could land a quarter on a plate and win a huge stuffed animals or get a ring around a bottle, all these things. But the real game changer came one day when I was sitting in the change booth at the arcade. And that was the primo shift to pull down, because you got to sit down all day, got to make announcements over the loudspeaker. It was kind of like a queen bee type of situation. So I got to sit in there. And one day, my lead, Helen, she was a few years older than me, and she was a student at UC Irvine. And I didn't know much about her. She was pretty quiet. But she came over, and she was seeing if I needed any more change. How was I doing? And then she says, "Do you know why you get to sit in the change booth all the time?" And I said, "No, why?" And she said, "Because your change count is always accurate." And I was like, "Well, how hard is that?" And she said, "Oh, you'd be surprised." And so I'm thinking, the Rolodex in my head is spinning through like all my other peers. And it's like, how can they not make change accurately? Or are they stealing or whatever? It's like, how could this be so hard? To me, it just seemed so basic. And she asked me, she goes, "Are you good at math?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm good at math. I'm not like in the mathlete club or anything, but I'm good at math. I'm not one of those people who's afraid of math." And she said, "If you're good at math, you should enroll in a university and you should major in computer science. It's a growing field. They need women, and starting salaries are $25,000. And I was like, "Whoa, $25,000. Yeah, head explodes, because I was making $2.20 an hour at Knott's, for reference, right? And I had already been across the street to these apartments that some of my coworkers were basically flopping in together. Like, they were scraping together four people with minimum wage jobs. They had just enough money to pay the rent, to kind of stay stocked in beer and pizza and walk across the street to work. None of them had cars or insurance or any of that. And I had been to their apartment for a party and thought, I don't want to live like this. This is what $2.20 an hour gets you." And so $25,000 sounded like the right idea. I really didn't know what computer science was or what computer programming was. I really hadn't touched a computer up until that point. But I just thought, I'm going to try it. I'm going to go for it. Why not? And so I figured out how to enroll at San Diego State University, and I checked that box that said computer science, even though I didn't know exactly what I was getting myself into, and I went for it.
Cindy Healy would go on to graduate with a computer science degree, just like Helen, her theme park supervisor, told her to. She quickly found work in the aerospace industry, and not just any old work.
That first job, I worked on the backup flight system for the space shuttle. This was the return to flight after the Challenger disaster. So I went and worked on submarines, and then I worked on a top secret missile thing where I, you know, had to get a severe background check and everything. I got put on the Mars Pathfinder project, and that was just like one of the big highlights of my whole career.
Cindy later moved into the technology sector, and now she's a manager at Microsoft. And that chat in the change booth at Knott's Berry Farm is still on her mind.
I go to such a place of gratitude that Helen didn't have to take time out of her day to recognize my mad change counting skills or to even acknowledge anything about me. And she took the time to pay me a compliment and to catch me being good at something. And so I really try to do that with people.
Well, how lucky are you that Helen saw your mad change counting skills and didn't say, hey, you'd be a great checker at Safeway? She said, you'd be a great computer scientist.
I know. It's so random. I was just sitting there with no direction, and one conversation would change my entire life. And so I'm forever grateful. And I think you never know who's listening. You never know who one word of kindness or one word of encouragement or even some great advice, that it could change somebody's life forever. And it all stems from that one conversation.
This week on Sound Effect, our theme is hidden talents, stories about people with skills that go unnoticed or unremarked upon, except, Cindy Healy says, to the people who are really paying attention.
Gosh, when I think about identifying hidden talents in people, part of it is your mindset. You know, I know for me what I've done is I've said, hey, I'm going to see how many people I can catch being great at something today. It's just like one of those things. If you said, hey, I'm going to see how many pennies I can find on the sidewalk, you'd find pennies because you're thinking about it. If I say, hey, I'm going to catch people being great at things today or being good at things today, and then I'm going to take time to make sure that I give them that reinforcing feedback, I'll find the opportunities, but I have to be intentional about it.
Cindy Healy directs employee learning experiences at Microsoft. She lives in Woodinville.